Tim, assuming that obviously Nylander is one of your three guys, how did you balance the choice of him versus the two defensemen who were available?
We were just going to go off our list. Those were the three guys I thought all along that had a chance to be there. And then the draft went the way we thought it would. Maybe a little different at, before us, but when it got to us, there were two out of the three guys we thought would be there, and we made our choice in the one.
Tim, why was Alex so high on your list?
Skill. Skill, skating, I mean, the whole package, but, you know, I don't think it's anything different for us, but you hear everybody in the league now talking after Pittsburgh wins with speed and skill and that. I mean, that's what we've been trying to do here the last couple of years, and we don't have enough of it yet. We've made great strides, but to add a guy like him that we think is a top six forward just kind of fit into our blueprint.
Did you get anything specific out of the combine interviews and maybe the interviews you had most recently?
Well, the interviews were, we had another interview today with him, so the interviews were very good, obviously. He tested well. He's certainly not as big and strong as he's going to be at the end of the day, but we liked his physical testing, especially on the force plate, and the interviews were good. I mean, obviously, he has the pedigree. He was very clear right from the start, and a lot of players say it, that, you know, he wanted to come here. This was a place that he targeted, and actually, I believed him. So I asked him that after I told him when he came on stage. I said I'd see you Friday night, and like, he was beaming, as you saw, and I think he's really happy with the destination that he got.
And once Columbus made its pick, did you give some thought to going up to four?
I made a call. Yep.
Any more opportunities to move picks tonight, either today or for tomorrow?
We thought about going up in today in the first round, but it was just like the price that teams were paying, you know, moving up two picks or four picks and giving a third to do that. I couldn't do that. I was at 38. So, you know, I wasn't asking teams to move up three, four spots. It was 38 to, at worst, 30 is eight spots. So we didn't get much interest from teams, especially when you can move three spots or four spots and get a third out of it. So, and our list, I mean, we just kept looking at our list and we just kept stroking names off of it, and it went... You know, there was a couple guys that went that were further down our list, but it went pretty well off our list. So, you know, it wasn't like seven, eight guys went way below, way higher than we thought. So there was a name just glaring at us. That wasn't the case. So by the time we got to about 26 or so, we just decided that we'd wait till tomorrow, whether that's 38 or we do something tonight. But at the end of the draft, we were asked a big price, three picks, two this year and one next year, to get back on stage. That was kind of what they said, and I'm not that fond of the stage to pay a price that's not worth it just because we're home, and it would be nice, I guess, but you got to do what's right.
Yeah, Nylander wants to.
Yeah, there's flexibility, obviously, with Nylander's age, how well, yeah. Well, it's unique. How much does that play into the possibility, and is there a possibility he might go to Sweden?
We had him high. So if he had to go back to junior and that was the only case, I mean, that's the majority of the players we picked. We still would have picked him. Now, certainly we're aware of the options, and quite frankly, we, you know, we just got him, so we haven't had the chance to decide what we think is best or what he thinks is best. But, you know, we can send him back to Sweden. We can put him in the American Hockey League. We can put him on our team. We can put him in junior. So there are lots of options that most players don't have, and... certainly we'll explore what we think is best for him.
What role, if any, does the success of his family play into your evaluation of him?
Well, as I told him today, I had his dad in New York, and I was standing behind him, and he turned to look to see who said that, and I said, I know, I'm really old. And he said, that was a good team, though, and a really good line, eh? And I said, it was. What it does is, like, he has a brother that was drafted already who's been through a year pro. His dad's been through it. I think that he has a little more insight than players from non-hockey families in what it takes and how hard it is to get to the next level. So there should be no surprises to him down the road as far as his development.
How is the trade market going on defense?
Oh, I'm talking to a couple teams, but it's like, you know, you're talking, and 1 minute you feel you can't get anything done, and all it takes is a phone call, you know, tomorrow or a week from tomorrow, and all the legwork you've done pays off. But I can't say that we are close or not close, because I can't really gauge that. I'm talking to a couple teams. They're continuing to talk, so but I assume that they're at the caliber of player they are, they're probably talking to other teams too, but we are talking to a couple teams.
What's your reaction to Detroit offloading Datsyuk's contract and clearly getting a solid stamp?
I don't know if I want to comment on that. I mean, it's good for them, and you know, as far as Arizona goes, you know, I haven't looked at their cap closely. Maybe they felt that this was good for them. They're guaranteed to get to the floor. And I know that, you know, he's not a big proponent of moving up in the draft. You know, his analytics or their analytics say that if you can move down for a couple picks that you have a better chance. And I just heard his comment that they went against the grain and what they like to do, that the Chychrun was there and they couldn't pass it up. So obviously a good trade for both teams.
What do you think Chychrun focus for tomorrow? Is it defense?
No focus for tomorrow. We're going to go off our list. I learned a long time ago, when you're short D and you pick 3D in the draft, the next day you're short forward. So I'm not worried about position at all. Best player available, best fit, and that the fit could be defense. The fit could also be based on the player we took today. So I'm not too worried about fit.
Was there appetite from teams behind you to try and get your eight?
A couple. I talked to my good friend Pierre from Ottawa about moving to 12. Obviously, it would have taken like something very strange to happen for us to do that. Almost no scenario, but we talked about it. He made a good offer. We just, by the time our pick came, with Alex there, we had him on our list. We couldn't make the deal.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.